Hare Krishna. Oblation in the sacrificial fire is literal, metaphorical, and transformational. So, the Bhagavad Gita talks about the concept of yajna repeatedly, and especially in the fourth chapter. It introduces the concept in the third chapter, from the ninth verse onwards, and then it talks about it in the various forms of yajna in the fourth chapter. From 4.23 onwards, the various conceptions of yajna are talked forward. From 4.23 the mention comes, then 4.25 onwards, till almost 4.33, the various yajnas and their consequences, their forms and their understanding and their fruit, all this is talked about. So when Krishna talks about the yajna, what is he referring to actually? So, for example, in the 23rd verse, it says, Yajnaya charataha karma samagram pravilayate gata sangasya muktasya jnanavastita chetasaha Yajnaya charataha karma samagram pravilayate. So, he says, gata sangasya muktasya. Give up attachment, one being free from attachment. Jnanavastita chetasaha, become situated in knowledge. Yajnaya charataha karma, and yajnaya acharataha karma, act for yajna, and then what will happen by that? Samagram pravilayate, samagram, that one will attain transcendence. So here Krishna talks about yajna, yajnaya acharataha karma, act in the mood of yajna. Now the Bhagavad Gita does talk about literal fire sacrifices also. But here he is talking about act in the mood of sacrifice. Yajnaya acharataha karma. Do your work in the mood of sacrifice. And then later Krishna talks about in the fourth chapter itself, sarve pete yajna vido yajna kshapita kalmashaha yajna shishtamrita bhujo yanti brahma sanatanam. He talks about various forms of yajna, and then he says that the result of this form of yajna is in 4.29, 30, 30, when he talks about this, he says that sarve pete yajna vido, that one who understands these various kinds of yajna, then what happens to that person? Yajna kshapita kalmashaha, that person becomes purified of sins. Kshapita kalmashaha, and yajna shishtamrita bhujo, that person gets the fruit of yajna, yajna shishta amrita, nectarian results of yajna is, and yanti brahma sanatanam, and thus the person attains the supreme spiritual reality, yanti brahma sanatanam. So here the point to understand is that Krishna is the absolute truth, who is eternally the absolute, and the concept of sacrifice is actually universal. The sacrifice means, say, when we work in life, you know, a mother sacrifices to take care of the child. You know, when we work in society, we offer respect to our boss. We are offer in military, we offer people, the cadets offer respect to their superiors, and we negotiate and navigate in a reality which has multiple levels of power and different people at different levels of power. There is a to and fro. There is a reciprocation that is there. So that same reciprocation, which is sacrifice, is a common principle even in our day-to-day life, wherein we do something which we may not normally like to do, but we do something for someone else and then we get something else in return. So now this principle was embodied in fire sacrifices, wherein the idea was that when we give what is dear for us, that we offer into the fire becomes the means by which that object is goes to the devatas, goes to the gods, and they give us the results of our, they give us what we want, what we need. Devan bhavayata nena te deva bhavayantu vah parasparam bhavayantah shreya paramavapsyatha. Krishna talks about this in the third chapter of the Gita. We offer to devatas and they offer it back to us. And in this way, yajna is a literal fire sacrifice, but it is also metaphorical. That means sacrifice is not necessarily related to the fire, but the principle So whatever it is for some higher cause we give up, then that object for which is a higher cause for which we are giving up, that becomes the sacrificial fire. And what we are offering, that becomes the oblation. And this oblation in a sacrificial fire is transformational. At the highest level, Krishna becomes the sacrificial fire and our consciousness becomes the offering. Yajnanam japa yajnosmi. Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita in the 10th chapter. He says, among sacrifices, I am japa. I am chanting. And when we offer our consciousness to Krishna, when he manifests as a spiritual sound vibration, then that elevates us, that liberates us. And in this way, we move forwards towards Krishna and we attain Krishna. So, it's transformational in the sense that when we sacrifice for a higher spiritual cause, then our consciousness becomes transformed. Yajna kshapita kalmashaha. We become purified of the selfish desires that constrict our consciousness and keep it trapped at the material level. And our consciousness becomes elevated and liberated. And thus we attain the eternal happiness that comes from pure love. So, the conscious act of sacrifice purifies us and releases us in the constant joyfulness of pure eternal love for Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.